So, Holly, let's get in the program, and we're going to go over cool weather crops. That's right.
So, cool weather crops is basically anything you can plant as soon as the soil can be worked. I think sometimes people think cool weather crops might mean like winter gardening somehow. Right. But cool weather crops just mean that anytime the soil can be worked, and then alternatively, you can do this in the fall.
Yeah, get two crops out of this.
Yeah. And so you want to make sure that, or the reason to plant cool weather crops is because these crops do well with the shorter daylight. So you might think, okay, well, won't these crops grow fine in like regular parts of summer?
Not so much,
because they appreciate that shorter daylight. So they like that, and they like the cooler weather. So they're good for early spring. So specifically, pea, onion, and lettuce seeds will germinate as low as 35 degrees. So they can go into the soil basically in many areas now, or even like last week or the week before.
Well, based on your area, your mileage may vary. But yeah, you want to. It's warm now, and is the soil warm enough? And is the long-range forecast going to show? Because sometimes we get temperatures where it's cold, warm, hot, and never gets cold again. So you have to kind of fight that. Some of these, if you have challenges in the spring growing them, as we did with turnips and rutabagas, we grow them in the fall as the day temperatures get cooler and the nights get longer. These root crops, the rutabagas and turnips, for our example, do better because they like that. Shorter day lengths, colder nights, chill in the air. They do like that. Peas is fine if you get them in as soon as you can. That they take, 70 to 80 days to reach maturity. And there's many different varieties. Snow peas, snap peas, shilling peas, there's purple pod peas, there's golden peas, there's green peas. Pick a pea and you can plant it. And you want to trellis those. They have very, very weak stems. And if you don't trellis them, they will fall over and pinch the stem and they will be all but done. So you want to help them. And you don't have to have anything fancy. You can use tree limbs that come out of off the yard and just jam them in the ground. And they will work that way as well to give them some support on them.
You can even use those. I think they're called like rose trellises mm-hmm. or something. They're pretty cheap. Yeah. You can use those too.
Yes. Carrots. You want to cover your carrots. A quick tip, when you plant your carrots, hydrate the soil first. Plant your carrots, dust them with soil, and then put a cardboard or some type of barrier, cardboard or a 2x4 or 2x8 over top of them for 14, 21 days until they begin to germinate, and then remove that, and that will increase your germination because you are holding the moisture next to the seed, which needs water to germinate. And if you just plant them like we normally plant anything else, there's so little soil on top of the ground, and when you water it displaces the seeds so abruptly that you lose a large percentile of germination. By doing the board method or cardboard on top of it until they germinate, you can increase your germination by about 80%.
Right. So then carrots, turnips, so these ones here, the beets, carrots, turnips, radishes, you want to make sure that you just direct sow those. And those are they're all root crops. And then cabbage, collards, kale, those are ones that you can, and broccoli, those are ones that you can direct sow, or you can start them ahead of time. Or sometimes you'll find the seedlings at the garden center.
Yeah, nothing wrong with starting them from or getting the garden center seedlings.
Now, sometimes the garden center might not have these at this point where you can actually plant them. So if you just direct sow them, that's fine too. I did want to mention that things like kale, Swiss chard, and cabbage, and even collards, broccoli, cauliflower, and kohlrabi, all of those will take longer than other things to grow. Mm-hmm. So kale especially, you will be harvesting that later on in the year. Brussels sprouts, same thing.
Well, with kale, you can harvest a continuous harvest. Swiss chard, you can do the same. Lettuce, let's talk about leaf lettuce here. Well, there's many different varieties. There's iceberg lettuce, which is not, we've never had success growing iceberg lettuce. Romaine lettuce, red or burgundy and green. The burgundy doesn't seem to bolt as quickly as the green does, but you can eat that all through the summer as the bitterness is contained primarily in the central vein of the leaf. So on the hot days, your lettuce is, ugh, it's bitter. Takes a little extra time, but you can remove that center vein and eat the leaves of it, and it does, and it tastes just fine. And you want to space those accordingly. Now, if you're doing leaf lettuce or a mixed lettuce leaf mixture, you want to just broadcast that wherever you're going to plant it, and you're going to get probably two, maybe three cuttings. If you can do it in partial shade, that's better, because as the days get longer, the lettuce goes to seed because of the day length, and then the heat is a contributing factor.
But then you can also, if you want, if you like that fresh lettuce, you can grow it in your house.
Right.
Pretty easily, too.
And when you harvest your leaf lettuce, you don't want to cut it down to the soil level, as we all have done. You want to cut it about a third of the way, maybe half the height of it. You're going to leave a lot there. But the reason why you're doing that is the regrowth, the cut and come again aspect of it. It can regurgitate, essentially, and start growing more. It can start growing better.
Regenerate.
Yeah. It can start growing. It doesn't take as much time to recover by cutting it at half height versus if you cut it all the way down to ground level. It can start photosynthesizing quicker and start reproducing, and you can get several more cuttings off of it rather than basically one good cutting at the middle portions of spring. Not regurgitate.
Regenerate.
Regenerate. Yeah. Yeah. Know your words.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Spinach is the same way. You don't have to plant them in a row. You can broadcast them and just kind of get a carpet coverage.
Pretty much any leafy green, like arugula, you can do that. And
don't follow the spacing recommendations. That's a waste of time, and you're losing space, valuable space.
The cool thing about radishes, I think my favorite thing, is that they take about 30 days to grow, and you can fit 16
per square foot.
Well, that's 9 carrots, I think. Yeah. 16 radishes per square foot. So you really get a lot of bang for your buck, and it happens fast. So if you have yourself or children or grandchildren who are like, I can't wait to go into the garden.
Go out there now and just broadcast some seeds.
Yeah, just toss some seeds out there.
A quick fun fact. Now, this is not scientific, but I figured this out. If your radishes, a couple of things. If your radishes are spicy hot when you eat them, that's because they didn't get enough water. There's always a little bit of heat in a radish. This is a champion red radish. This is the traditional radish. We're not talking about the Easter egg radishes or the Mexican radishes or anything like that, the black radishes. So you want to water them consistently. Take 30 days to harvest. Okay, great. If they are hot, put them in boiling water for about 5 minutes. It really knocks the heat it really knocks the heat out of the bulb. If you allow them to just go to seed, then you can eat the green pods, which will, if left alone, create more seeds. And they have a radish taste to them as well. So if you can always plant some and let them go to seed and harvest the seed. Some people pickle the green pods for pickled radish pods. And because we've just let them go to seed year after year, we have dozens and hundreds of radishes that come up all over our gardens. And we harvest some of them, and other ones we don't get to, and they just kind of re-propagate and regrow. So it works really well for that. So a lot of different cool weather crops in which you can grow carrots, turnips, radishes, cabbages, brassicas, Swiss chard, potatoes, a lot of different things that we don't have the time in order to go through each specific one. But it is an opportunity in which you can grow now and in the fall. Now, keep in mind, Brussels sprouts or the brassica family, if you plant the Brussels sprouts as soon as the soil can be worked, you're harvesting the final crop about first weekend in late October, early November. They take a tremendous time to produce. So some of these are much quicker. Some of these are much slower. So be aware of where you're planting them and what you feel comfortable giving that space up for that particular crop that you thought was going to be out before. And you could have planted something else, but you can't because it's taken longer, because that's how long it actually takes. And we've done this for many years, and it's been very successful. Well, Holly, Walton's is also very successful, Walton's Inc. Incorporated, waltonsincorporated.com.
Yeah, we are brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. We know you care about where your food comes from. Canning and preserving your fruits and vegetables is great, but what about the meat? At waltonsinc.com, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat products your way to your high standards. They have everything from grinders to
anything you need that's not meat.
Yeah, mixers, seasonings, all that good stuff. And then they have meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. If you use code GROW50, you save 10% off orders of $50 or more at waltonsinc.com. And then the helpful website is meatgistics.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.